This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back after the long weekend. It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We are back. We are live. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is a chilly start this morning. Man, it's funny. Like, you know, the calendar switches over to September and the fall weather immediately hit.
Mm-hmm.
49 degrees right now. Going to get up into the low 70s. We are going to hit 80 Thursday and Friday, but as we are looking ahead to our Bills game forecast.
Oh, that's right.
First game on Sunday at home against the Cardinals. Live here on CMF, we are looking at partly cloudy, high of 62, which is elite opening day weather.
Perfect.
So if you're going out there, you're not going to be sitting in 90-degree sun. God, Kimmy, you know that's the worst part about opening day in Buffalo every year.
Yeah, I experienced that over the weekend.
I cannot wait to get into where Kimmy was, because we all had pretty eventful weekend.
Yeah, sure.
Kimmy went to a football game in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Yeah. And I tuned in.
So did I.
Yeah. I go, hey, Kimmy's here.
Did you catch any of the game?
No.
Why is that?
Because it wasn't on.
Why is that?
The stadium was there. It was empty. They don't draw.
Kimmy brought a tornado to Morgantown.
Oh, my God, man. It was like sideways rain.
It went from the hottest sporting event I have ever attended in my life to the scariest in about an hour.
So there was a legitimate tornado in Morgantown.
I don't know what. Like, all of a sudden, they make, like, the announcement. They say, you know, there are storms in the area, but as of now, it's not coming this way, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, less than 10 minutes later, it was like, please seek shelter.
Where do you go?
Well, they said they said you could exit and go to your car or go inside buildings.
So I could get swept away.
because they're like, we'll honor your tickets. But it was basically like, hey, just get to safety immediately.
Because the joint's packed, right? It's opening day.
Yeah, I mean, it took
70,000 people go back to your cars, trailers, or your sisters.
It was pretty nuts.
But everything ended up okay.
Yes, it
except
did.
For, I mean, that I felt bad for you because I know it was a billion degrees in Morgantown.
It was.
For those who don't know, Kimmy went to college at the University of West Virginia. That's why she talks that way. Mm. So it was like a billion degrees.
Yeah.
There was a tornado, and then the Mountaineers got blown the F out.
Yeah, it wasn't looking good when they made the announcement. So it was kind of like, all right, fresh start. We'll restart. We'll get back to it.
Did you go back in afterwards?
I don't think it started again. We were staying in Pittsburgh, and I don't think it started again for like another 2 hours after that. So no. Yeah.
For Dancy, first question.
Yeah.
No. Well, that sucks, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It was fun while it lasted.
It's the first 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
We saw a whole half.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you're one of these people that needs to hear worse stories to feel better about yourself, you can take solace, Kimmy, that maybe you didn't have the worst weekend out of anyone in Rochester. Did you see what happened at Strong yesterday morning?
So there was like a pipe burst?
Yes. Story on 10 NBC. A steam pipe, it looks like, blew up outside of the emergency room.
It looked like somebody left the front door to hell open.
So there was steam and debris flying.
Yeah, it was like chunks of stuff.
Yes, I mean, it's the road, I think, right?
Is that what it is?
I would assume it's part of the pavement. So
shrapnel?
So, like, first of all, you had, like, the big chunks of stuff. One of those chunks broke somebody's window of their car.
Oh, God.
Then, on top of that, you had all this dust and gook that just coated and covered cars in the parking lot of the emergency room at Strong. Now, the good news.
That's the good news.
The hospital said it didn't affect any patient care, although at one point, if you were going to the ER, you had to go to, like, the ambulatory way. So, like, it does suck. You wouldn't know if you're going to the ER that, like, this is happening.
There's a geyser in the front.
Exactly. So, like, going to the ER in the first place is not fun, right? So, could you imagine, like, oh, this is the worst day of my life. You get to the front door, can't go this way, I gotta go that way. But, like, even worse, there were people in the emergency room whose cars were in that emergency room parking lot.
Yeah.
They're screwed. Yeah, and then you come out not knowing either. That's the worst part. It's like a bad surprise.
Like, that's got to be the worst day of your life.
And you can't get to your car until they fix it.
Yeah, right. I mean,
right.
So,
you're stuck.
So they got it all taken care of within an hour. No one was hurt, which is also good. But, I mean, like, just coming out and your car is covered in
mud. Even if there's no damage to your car, you're now driving around something covered in, like, an inch of dust.
Yeah. So, like, not only did you spend time in the emergency room, which is not fun, you now have to find a way to get out of this parking lot, and you have to spend the rest of the day getting this super thick film of glack off of your car. And I'm imagining if you were in the ER, you probably can't go out with a hose and a bucket and do it, like, right away. Nah, so, like, what the hell are you supposed to do?
Yeah, because you can't even drive it because you can't see out the windows.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
So you had to get something to wipe your windows down with just to see to get it over like Delta Sonic.
And I'm looking at the dust. I don't know if this is some of that dust that like comes off just when you rub it.
It looked rusty. It looked like it almost looked like a car had sat and rusted.
So I'm looking at it right now. I mean, you know what it looks like? Remember like the scenes in like Indiana Jones when they were in the desert and like a storm would kick up and then like the camels were covered in sand?
Yeah.
Looks like that.
All right. I didn't even know. Like I'm thinking, I'm watching this thing and go, what do they use steam for?
Heat?
I always thought you had like AC. And like electric. I didn't like, I'm trying to figure out what's the purpose of this big steam pipe. What does it do?
I don't know, something.
I thought every building had steam pipes attached to it.
I didn't think we use steam anymore.
So here's the thing.
My house has no steam attached to it.
We have no steam.
But is the steam used for something else in your house?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I never had like, hey man, I'm low on steam.
I mean, there's several days a week.
RG&E, it says electric, gas, steam.
There are several days a week where our listeners understand you are very low on steam. Kimmy, can you Google what steam pipes are for?
I guess you're probably right. It's probably heat, but I always figured they had like AC and heaters.
Well, look, I want to make fun of you because this seems like a simple answer, but now that I'm thinking about it, I don't have the legitimate
answer. It seems like it's old school stuff that we don't need anymore.
Well, I mean, you have to remember, like, the hospital does a lot of different stuff, so maybe it's like specifically for the hospital?
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, it's also a teaching hospital.
Medical steam.
I mean, it could be used.
I don't know. I mean, obviously it's there for something.
It says carry pressurized steam from a boiler to various working components such as steam engines, turbines, or radiators.
Power.
Ah, all right, power.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. You don't have a boiler in your house.
Right, I just got like a furnace.
Well, like, think about how big Strong is. That campus goes on forever.
Oh, it does.
So, yeah, they probably have a boiler or two. Got to push that steam through.
Right. A good steaming.
I mean, that means there are people that like get up and work on steam pipes.
Yeah.
Which
it's pretty dangerous.
It does sound dangerous, but it also, it seems like one of those jobs that stopped being a thing in like the late 1800s.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like a steam locomotive.
Is there like the local, like yesterday during Labor Day, they had the day off, the local Steam Pipers Union, 435?
They must have been marching, right?
Is that why it broke? They were all in the parade? Oh, crap, Dave, you gotta go! Low man on the totem.
So they still got guys over there, like, shoveling coal into boilers to, like, the Titanic?
I don't think
more steam, sir! Close the boilers! Too much steam in the parking lot!
What does a boiler run on?
I have no idea.
252-WCMF.
These are all questions none of us.
I thought we use electricity now, like as wires going into the thing.
No, I wires going into the thing.
That's all I know.
Is it maybe it's cheaper for like a big building to run?
Okay, maybe.
Boiler?
There you go.
It could also just be they've always done it this way, so they just kept it that way.
I wonder if that pipe's like 100 years old.
Yeah, like maybe it runs to other things.
Yeah.
No,
like it was put in like in the 1920.
No, I mean, knowing how old the campus of Strong is,
that thing could be ancient.
It could be 150 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, that hospital's been there forever.
Well, Lincoln cut the ribbon.
Shut up, you idiot. Could have used it. Surratt House did nothing for it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about a steam line that burst yesterday out in front of the emergency room at Strong. Good news, no one was hurt. It didn't interrupt the patient care. So that's the most important thing.
Sure.
What sucks is all of the cars, at least a lot of the cars in the parking lot of the ER department, were covered in like this sandy gook. One window was broken after some debris fell out of the air after the pipe burst. And it was just like spewing steam into the air.
It looked like that geyser Yellowstone.
Yeah, it's exactly what it looked like. So one of the funniest pictures, I'm looking at it on 10NBC's website right now.
Oh, the Japanese tourists taking pictures of it?
There are three campus police officers, like strong police officers.
Yeah, what are those guys could be?
And like two folks in scrubs, and they're just standing at the door looking at it with their hands on their hips like this, right? Because you're right, there's nothing they can do.
And I don't know, it's got to be bazillion degrees out there next to that thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hot, right? Steam. Kind of a whole steam thing.
Yeah.
But like, what strikes me about this picture is you're right. There's nothing these people can do, right? They're not trained. But they're also the people that you look to for like when things like this go wrong.
True.
So like, there's that weird side-by-side of they should not know what to do and why aren't you doing something all at the same time?
You're just standing out there getting a facial.
Fix this! Wait, your mom was there? Would you pull in the ER if you saw
this, like, just exploding out of the ground?
Well, but you need the ER.
I don't care.
You don't go to the ER to just check out what's up over there. You know where I've been in a while? The emergency room.
I guess it would depend on how much longer I think I could stay in that car for. Because, like, if you have the option to go somewhere else, maybe you're going in a different direction.
But let's think about the next closest emergency room. You got Unity. That's out in Greece, so that's probably a 15-20 minute drive from there. It's also probably 15-20 minutes to what's the one around Equate?
My
wife works there.
No,
Park Ridge was Greece. No, that's
I know what you're talking about. It's the one up there by Hudson.
What is the hospital called? Don't tell my wife. I don't know where she goes.
There's Highland.
No, Highland's on Highland.
Yeah, that's it.
Highland is not Highland. That is not Highland. Okay, yeah, no, you're right. Highland would probably be the next closest hospital.
The closest. Yeah,
it's around the corner. Highland, though.
Or, I mean, it depends how bad I am, right? Like, if I'm really effed up, you know, be great.
What?
I had to go visit somebody and don't want to go. Oh God, I wanted to see Ma.
Ma. You idiot. You don't really visit people in the emergency room.
But you go to the hospital.
Yes.
Any excuse I see. I run the hospital, I'm bailing.
Okay, you know how well acquainted I am with Strong, having lived there my daughter had
a brain
surgery.
Because they had that parking, the level parking.
Yeah, that's on the opposite side of the building.
I don't know, but I kind of saw some steam over there, man.
You saw some steam over there? Yeah, you did. They're letting people into the parking garage.
Because I hate going to the hospital. It's the worst.
I don't get it. I find the hospital pleasant.
Why?
Really?
Why is it pleasant?
Said nobody ever.
What, the aching, the moaning?
You're looking at it the wrong way.
Depending on where you are in the hospital, maybe.
All of those people in the hospital are only there to help.
Yeah, but you haven't, hit that age where your parents and the elderly, you got to go visit them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't hit the age where I had to go visit my parents. I don't know, like when my dad had a heart attack.
What'd you go by once?
Bro, I was there 4 days a week for like 5 weeks.
Which is which is why you should have a different opinion on what it's like to be in the hospital.
I spent so much time seeing my parents and then like extended family, old farts. It sucks.
No, I mean, I'm not saying like you want to go to the hospital.
Well, you said you like the experience.
I do enjoy. Here's why. Based on the care that my old man got when he was, because my dad was like in a bed
for
5 weeks after he stupidly drove himself to the hospital having a heart attack and crashed into the building. Mm. Also kind of funny that this steam pipe burst on its own and not with my dad driving into it when he was having his heart attack. And then my daughter had her brain surgery a couple years ago and everyone's safe. Everyone's healthy now, right? But like, I got to personally witness how much those people care. And that goes for all the hospitals
here,
right?
Yeah, I'm sure they do, but like it's also miserable work.
Let me put it this way. Yeah, I mean, but they don't let on if they are miserable how miserable they are.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. I'm going to go all introspective on it.
Okay, good.
In a world. Thank you. Where you look around and it's a scary place because it can be hard sometimes to find people coming together.
To make sense of this crazy planet.
When you are in a place like a hospital and you see everyone working together and bending over backwards and using everything they have and kindness to make that person you love try to get better, it's nice.
Yeah, I ain't paying attention to any of that.
Oh my God, how are you so stupid?
I'm just sitting there going, how long do I have to sit here? It's been an hour. Oh my God.
RGH.
There you go. That's the one. Okay.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine's wife works up there.
She's going to be pissed. Nobody tell my wife. Also, again, we're talking about this steam pipe bursting out in front of Strong. I've said this before, and I'll say it again.
What's that?
The food court at Strong Hospital, the cafeteria, might be one of the best restaurants in
Rochester.
But
is that only because you're so hungry that any food will do at that point?
No, because I had the opportunity, like when my dad was in there, I could have left to come back. Like, you know, he was going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
He didn't even know who he was for the first 4 weeks. Mm. Much like when I was growing up. when I would go visit my dad every day in the hospital, I was like, I get to have lunch here today. They got a fantastic salad bar. They got a great grill, fantastic fried food section. They make sandwiches for you.
They got a fancy coffee joint, too.
Yeah,
though, right?
They do. Yeah.
Yeah, they did step up their game, but they kind of knew they had to do something.
Well, you don't really.
They were losing their audience.
Losing their audience. Hey, I got shot. Where you want to go?
Burger Strong? King?
No, take RGH. They got a better cafeteria. No, if they didn't charge for parking, I would eat lunch at Strong Hospital.
Really?
Is that inappropriate?
Can you?
Yeah, it's an open cafeteria.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, you can just walk. It's on the first floor. You just walk in.
Oh,
it's there
I always
for thought
everybody. There was somebody checking.
What are they checking for?
Why are you here if you're not visiting people?
To eat food.
Yeah, but then you're taken away from other people that are there.
It's not free.
No, but like a doctor wants to go down there. Now the salad bar is wiped out.
No, they get, well, yeah, I would wipe that salad bar out. It's a really good salad bar. But no, I mean, it's it's a restaurant.
I don't know how it works. I don't want to know anything about a hospital because that means I don't go to hospitals much.
Okay.
I'm always weirded out by people that have, like you that have too much hospital information when you're not a doctor. I know your wife's a doctor.
I'm sleeping with one, thank you.
But like, I don't want to know about hospitals. That's a good thing. Like, if I don't have to go to the hospital, that's good.
No, but like, here's the thing. Like,
it's like knowing about lawyers too much.
With what my dad went through and my daughter and my wife. Okay, stop saying
I went through the same thing with my parents.
But you get so uncomfortable when I bring up like actual real life stuff. You know, about
whatever.
Like, that's Tommy's uncomfortable. Deathbed.
Yeah,
let's move past this as fast as possible. Having now that background with my old man and my daughter and my wife, what she does for a living, right? Like, it's nice to know if I end up in there, which I've actually been in there more than I want to say, that I kind of know what's going on. It's not like a shock when they do something or like when they say something in front of me because, like, I've seen this before. I don't have to freak out.
All right.
Like, you, the second you walk in, like, okay, we're just going to take your blood. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I mean, look, man, a hospital is a good thing.
Yes, but try to stay out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, if you don't want the best damn salad you've ever had in your life with a side of kick-ass French fries, I want to know what they do to the fries over there.
Do ya?
I do.
Do you?
I do want to know. Whoever, there are some.
What's your secret ingredient, medical people?
There are some restaurants in this town that could help themselves out by getting the French fry recipe from Strong.
You know what weirds me out, too, like when I'm in there?
What?
Like, even like when I get a cup of coffee or, and I've eaten in that thing, like. There's like people right above me and like miserable.
Yeah.
Like, or like close to the end.
Yeah. Or like somebody is having like the worst day of their lives.
Right.
Could be sitting right next to you drinking a coffee.
And I'm having French fries and a burger.
Yeah,
that weirds me out.
But here's what's great about the hospital. Right. Let's say they are having the worst day of their life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, tomorrow is not the worst day of their life anymore.
Well, depending on who they're there for.
I mean, they could also checked out.
But that is no longer the worst day of their life.
I know, but like, I mean,
either way, it ain't a problem anymore.
I know, but they're like right over my head.
Okay. Bro, there's people dying in homes you drive by every day.
I know, but I'm not sitting at their kitchen. Fred, how you doing in there? I'm very good. I'm very good at all.
Is that like
my God, your wife's pie is delicious though, Fred. I know.
It's not like I'd get my lunch and walk into hospice. Like, I'm going to eat it in the cafeteria.
My brother used to go visit my parents in a nursing home, right?
Okay, yeah.
And, like, when I would sit with them, I would just, even when they were having lunch, I'd just sit there with them. I couldn't eat in front of these people. My brother would pull up a chair, and they would feed you. And he goes, man, I go, what'd you do? I had lunch with mom and dad. Like, you ate with those people?
You ate with those people?
Bro, you do not want to have lunch at a nursing home. Oh, my God.
Bro, I watch you eat bananas and carrots every day. I love how you're like a three-year-old.
Well, they're not all down in front of me, and I'm not taking a dump in my pants.
How many times last week did he spill stuff on his shirt? And he makes it, I spilled stuff.
You want to sign up for that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a fact of life. If you have a job, you have gone to work sick.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what's interesting? The last couple of years, the idea of working sick has changed, right? It used to be a badge of honor.
Right.
Now it's more stay the hell home. I don't want to get sick. What's good about this job is you are pretty much on your own all the time, so very little chance you infect anybody else. What makes this terrifying is you could legitimately kill yourself and a bunch of other people while this is happening. At the same time.
But there's no law against it. A rule, I should say.
How is there not a rule?
Yeah, you would think.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So we're saying sports time is heating up. Baseball is getting to playoff time.
Yeah.
College football kicks off Saturday. We got the NFL starting on Sunday. And kind of lost in the mix between that and the U.S. Open and all this other stuff. NASCAR playoffs are happening.
Yeah.
They were racing over the weekend.
Were they racing?
I don't know.
Darlington?
Was it Darlington?
Talladega?
No, they were going to Darlington.
Somewhere.
Yes.
Well, they're coming here next week.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the Cup Series.
One of the drivers, Tyler Reddick, was having a rough go. He's a 45 car, the upper deck car.
Okay.
And he was getting sick during the race.
Oh, really?
And when I say sick, I mean like the sickest,
like
you could
the worst kind.
Be.
Like out of both ends?
This is him. This is the audio that he's sending back to his pit crew.
Yeah, through the helmet.
Yes,
yeah.
As to what he was dealing with while racing in a NASCAR race.
I'm just curious for CJ's feedback here. Are you worried about throwing up or no, just stomach stuff?
Yeah, I'm throwing up, being myself, all of it.
All right, so it's both.
He was puking and having diarrhea
at the same time
inside the car while racing.
And he's not a one-year-old.
Tommy, I'm watching the video of when he's saying this live. The car is moving while he's having diarrhea.
Doing, those cars go up to what, 200 miles an hour?
200
miles an hour. Yeah.
Okay, first off, that seems really dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're wearing a helmet.
Oh, yeah. How do you do that? Because, yeah, they're like spacesuits.
Was his helmet just filling up with puke?
You couldn't. You'd drown.
Well, that's what I mean.
You had to open up the visor and let it spill out. Or does it go down into the suit?
I was just going to say, like, is it coming out of the bottom?
But then he's also dumping.
Yes, at the same time.
And he's
in a space age flame retardant.
You know what they say? You know, dumping is racing. So, like, he's sitting in his own feces.
And vomit.
Did he complete the race?
That I don't know, to be honest with you.
I mean, I don't know.
Can you check, Kimmy, and see?
Man, how would you like to pop that car open and get that guy out at the end of the race?
Now, here's the thing. Now, Tyler Reddick says afterwards he did not puke or anything else in the car. He says he held it the whole race. It's also possible he was embarrassed and decided to say that.
Sounds like he's trying to dial it back.
It did say, so the rest of the audio goes on, and they're telling him they must keep stuff in the
medicine,
car.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they did that, but they were saying take this pill or take three of these pills, whatever they were saying. They were giving him advice on what he was supposed to take.
And he says
the
on
car.
The audio he lost it, that he put it in his mouth and it came back up and he lost the pills.
Oh my God.
So yeah, he's lying. There's no way. Yeah. I mean, you hear, play the audio back again. He says here it's coming out both ends. Go ahead, Kimmy.
I'm just curious for CJ's feedback here. You worried about throwing up or no, just stomach stuff?
Yeah, I'm throwing up, being myself, all of it.
All right, so it's both.
He does say, I'm throwing up and crapping myself all day. Is that what he said?
Pretty much.
I thought he said, it's all of it.
Oh, okay.
All of it.
All right. Well, it sounds like it happened. All right.
So this is mid-race, it sounds like. It sounds like it doesn't say he stopped the race.
I mean, that's dedication.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got sponsors.
All right. Also, think about this. I'm sure Upper Deck wants to be involved with the guy puking and crapping himself. Upper Deck Sports Cards! Can you imagine the smell inside of that car?
That's what I'm saying. Somebody, when they popped that thing open, man.
Okay,
like, that crew's got to go in there. Like, well, he had to pit a couple of times during the race.
Yeah, no, he was pitting the whole time out of his pit.
Are they handing him, like, handy wipes and, like, clean yourself? What do you do? Because they hand you, like, cups of water and stuff.
Yeah. It's a great question. I think you just hose them off. Yeah, right?
No, they probably come in with a shop vac.
All right, so
don't forget, they ran it out in, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah. Are we talking about the puke or the pit stop?
All of it.
Because, like, the car is also, like, 150 degrees,
Oh, easily,
right?
Yeah.
Is
so,
that
like,
how hot it is?
You're
there?
Baking.
It's like it's an oven.
You're baking puke and diarrhea. Yeah.
You would think at that point, honestly, like, I would think at that point it's dangerous to still be out there on the road. Because think of, like, your concentration when you're vomiting.
Yes.
I like, think it would take you out of the game. I don't know. Like, I would think it's dangerous for you and other drivers to be doing that.
Like, let's just put it into perspective, right? Let's say you were driving down 490, 390 on your way home from work, right? And all of a sudden you start throwing up. You wouldn't keep driving.
And it throws you up.
And you're only doing, you know, 55, 65 miles an hour at that moment. You would pull over immediately, continue to puke. This guy's puking in his helmet, doing 150, 200 mile an hour. and it's still all over you. Like, that's the other thing.
Yeah, you're
too,
sitting
man.
In it, man.
I don't care how tough you are. Yeah. If you would feel the puke actively on your face, it would skeeve you out.
I'm also thinking about my ass.
Nothing you could do about that.
No, but the smell, and it's hot, and you're sitting in it. Like, you're forming, like, some, like, art project in your pants.
Yeah, the world's worst stew. Do you throw that? All right, 252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about NASCAR driver Tyler Reddick over the weekend. He, on audio with his pit crew, says that he's throwing up and having diarrhea at the same time while he's driving the car. They then say, Kimmy brought it up, they have pills inside the car to help him out. He says that he tried to take them.
Yeah.
They came out. He lost them. He doesn't know where they are. Reddick says after the race that it was a false alarm. He didn't actually throw up and poop, but it sounds like he's kind of trying to save face here.
Sure.
Right? What do you do? Do you just throw that racing suit out afterwards?
You burn it.
How much? It's flame retardant.
Oh, yeah.
How much do those racing suits cost?
Probably a lot.
Can you Google? Thank you.
I bet you they're like 10 grand.
Okay, so like, do you have to wash it?
No, you can buy it. Right, it's NASCAR. They got money to burn.
Well, I mean, NASCAR's not as big as it used to be. I know there's a huge dedicated NASCAR fan base, but
yeah.
Maybe if they hit hard times,
But you think it'll rinse it out?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's a hazard.
Got to ride in your poopy pants.
I can't believe they keep pills in the car. Like, they have a better form of, like, giving you medicine. Like, try taking pills in the car just driving normally. I'm doing 200 miles an hour like this. I'm trying to get these little pills in my mouth. By the way, I'm wearing a helmet and a visor. I got to negotiate a pill into my mouth. They don't have, like, something you just drink.
No, but you said it yourself. I mean, like, how else would you do it? Okay, let's say you got a thing you just drink. You'd have to take the top off while driving.
No, like
and
a little
it.
Straw thing.
Well, like, liquid pills that you just stick in your mouth?
Like a liquid medicine.
How often are they taking medicine in the car while it's in there? Is it like for migraines or headaches or things?
Could be, right? But here's the other thing. Like, I wonder how many guys, like, during a race just take a whiz in their suit because they don't want to pull over.
I thought that was common.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're probably used to that.
There's a big difference between whiz and poo.
Oh, I understand that. You know what they ought to do? Like, what the catheter. That's what they need.
You want
and then a diaper.
Surgery.
No, you know, it goes right in the the thing right there.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's still a procedure.
It's barely.
You're not sticking a tube.
Wouldn't that
in my
throw
penis?
You off? I don't know.
At first,
I guess maybe if you're used to it.
Like you take a turn too hard left.
Oh! Maybe just diaper him up.
Well, no, because then you're not going to look as cool when you're standing on top of the car. Like Tyler Reddick, he's got Jordan brand on the front of his racing suit.
Jordan, like Michael Jordan?
Yeah, Michael Jordan. It's the Duncan basketball.
Maybe he's got Jordan diapers, too.
But I highly doubt Jordan would want, like, puffy-ass diaper-wearing dude.
They don't make, I mean, I'm sure they can make them not puffy, so
not
they don't show.
When you fill
show.
It up, when you fill you, it up, no, it gets puffy.
I bet you they wear some kind of, like, special
protection.
Underwear for that kind of thing.
Yeah, some of these guys, too, when they win. They do backflips off the car when they're done. That you don't want to see. That could be a spray project.
A brown sprinkler.
Yes.
Looks like the world's
rainbow.
World's dirtiest hedgehog.
So there's a wild range to these suits. It says anywhere between $500 to $5,000.
Oh, so it's got all right,
depending on brand size and design.
I'm guessing the guys that are this level, it's 5G.
Okay, and 5G is actually less than I thought it was. I was waiting here like $40,000.
Oh.
Because if it's 40 grand, we're washing that sucker out. You're riding your brown suit next week, bro. Now, I don't know. Like, if I was another driver, I'd be furious that they let him ride like this.
Why?
Well, because, again, like, all it takes is for him to jerk the wheel slightly, and he's taking everybody out. And, like, you know, best case scenario, people are eliminated from the race. And it's the playoffs, right? I mean, we're in the middle of the playoffs.
Points,
okay.
Yeah.
So you got that. Worst case scenario, somebody gets seriously hurt.
You could get hurt.
All because this dude's pooping his pants and puking at the same time.
But yeah, these guys are all hyper competitive. Think of the money that's on the line. Like they're gonna tough it out.
Yeah, but sometimes it takes, you know, there are training staffs in the NFL, NHL that are there to tell these guys you can't go. Like to protect them from themselves and other people.
Yeah, but you're in the heat of the moment. I don't know. And you're at the beck and call, whatever that guy's telling you in the car.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
so,
I guess you're right.
You know, it's different in the NFL. You're coming over to the sidelines all the time.
All right, one more question.
What?
Again, talking about NASCAR driver Tyler Reddick claimed in the audio while he was driving that he was puking and having diarrhea at the same time while racing. You know how valuable sports memorabilia is?
Oh, yeah.
Those driver suits sell for a fortune when they hit the market.
I bet.
All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So this, this would now be a famous like moment in NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody comes to you, they go, Tommy, listen, they get to Watkins Glen next week. Tommy, I like
it. Oh, fudge it at the Glen?
I got this driver suit that Tyler Reddick was wearing, and there's puke on it, there's diarrhea.
Oh, wait, it's still
it's
fully
there.
Loaded.
They never wash it. They didn't give him a new one. You could get $100,000 for this suit, but you have to carry it around for 3 days at Watkins Glen during the race, and you have to drive home with it, windows up, in the passenger seat.
Do I have to wear it around?
Yeah, yes, no, I think
that. Why
yes.
did you make it worth it?
You have to wear the suit for the whole time you were at Watkins Glen. $100,000, would you do it?
I'd have to do it for $100,000.
You can't wear anything underneath it either.
So I had to go completely naked.
Commando in the suit.
Naked.
Puke, diarrhea, wear it for 3 days.
I'm in.
And you have to do.
Buy vintage clothing and you're willing to do that?
Then I don't get $100,000. I'll never have $100,000.
You also
that makes me a millionaire.
You also have to take a yoga class while wearing it.
I do yoga.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
And they're going to strain tea through the bottom of it.
Probably pass.
Okay. Let's take a break. There's an old saying, Tommy.
What at?
Don't make yourself a victim.
Mm.
And folks use that to justify thousands of dollars in security systems, carrying weapons on them, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
While at the same time, neglecting to make this simple move. And without question, Tommy, these crimes that happened over the weekend are not good.
Mm.
But you have to wonder, with this crime spree we saw, how many of the victims of these crimes did this.
What are they grabbing?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This weird thing happened over the weekend, Tommy.
What?
And it's kind of hard to believe.
Hmm.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Department says that 10 cars were stolen. 10.
10?
From Penfield, Parenton, and Pittsford.
Man, nice rides, buddy.
The Triple P's, bro.
Yeah.
And they said it happened sometime between Friday night and Saturday morning. Now, here's what's strange about this.
Hmm.
Kimmy, I've heard this really smart guy on the radio say for years that this kind of crime doesn't happen on the east side. So there must be some kind of mistake with the Monroe County Sheriff's Department.
It's got to be a typo.
Right?
Well, maybe there's no more cars to steal in the city, so they have to branch out.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
But how are they? Are they the same kind of car?
Doesn't say.
We have no details on what was stolen.
Which makes it a little more interesting.
Okay. Mm. And what makes it worse, as of now, there are no arrests. Police say they are looking for surveillance footage to help. I mean, I assume that means ring cams from people in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. Mm. This story, 10 cars stolen in Penfield, Parenton, and Pittsford overnight Friday and a Saturday. It's obviously bad for a whole bunch of reasons.
Yeah.
And you know, Tommy, as a show, we do not like to victim blame.
No, you shouldn't do that.
No. But Kimmy, you had the same thought I did when you saw this story yesterday morning.
Just based on the amount of cars in these places, I was wondering if maybe these places were more likely, you're more likely to find an unlocked car in these places.
To.
So maybe it makes it a little, the one less step to getting into that car.
Two questions, in fact. One, Kimmy's question, how many of these cars were locked?
Mm-hmm.
And two, how many of these cars had their keys inside the car?
That too.
I bet you all of them.
Because we've talked to people who say that they do this all the time. They keep their keys, purses, wallets, whatever, inside the car.
We get the police reports on a weekly basis, and you see these stories all the time, but it's almost exclusively in Pittsford, Parenton, Penfield, Fairport, Victor.
Arrogant, rich people.
But that's just it. It's this weird thing that happens on the east side. Like, not only do folks east of the river leave their cars unlocked, but for an inexplicable reason, they'll put their keys in the glove box in the center console, lying on the front seat.
How about on top of the front tire?
Yes!
Yeah.
I mean, it's one step short, Tommy, of a big-ass neon sign with an arrow that says, steal me.
Well, what did I tell you for years? Just from noticing how women shop in, like, Wegmans and how nonchalant they are about their purse just sitting in a cart.
In the Pittsford Wegmans. Yeah.
Open, and they're just halfway down an aisle looking at something or chit-chatting away and not paying attention because you get such a feeling of, like, security there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, this would never happen here.
Look, I get that, and it's nice that you have that in your town, but to the people that leave their cars unlocked and their keys in the car, I have one simple question.
Yeah.
Why do you do it? Is it to save time in the morning? Like, does it save you that much time?
Right.
Are you worried about, like, losing your keys? Because getting your car stolen, you also lose your keys.
Yes.
They're like gone forever. And like the argument about by folks who do this, like you just said, Tommy, is that my neighborhood is safe and I shouldn't have to worry about crime.
Right.
But there's a reason every car comes with a key.
Yeah.
Right? There isn't an option when you go to the dealership to buy the safe neighborhood car that you could start just by pulling a lever.
So like most cars, like newer cars, are push button.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which means you have to have the key on you, obviously, to hit the button.
Bingo.
Yeah.
So you just leave the keys there unlocked, and all I got to do is push the button and screw.
People do that, yes.
So either they'll leave the key in the car, or I do know people that'll, like, hide it in, like, under the tire.
That's what we're just talking. Yeah, you put it on top of the tire or something like that. But under, like, the floor mat.
It's, like, literally, like, the first place somebody's going to check.
And like to Tommy's point, if you have a push to start, you don't even need to know where the key is. If you hit start, the car will start.
Right, that's
and you
my
just
point.
Drive
like, yeah, so you don't even have to search for it.
Exactly. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. 10 cars. 10 cars were stolen Friday night into Saturday morning.
Nice rides, I hear.
Penfield, Pittsford, and Parenton. The 3 P's of prosperity. And we have no details about what kind of cars, how they were stolen. But Kimmy's question, I think, is a valid question. How many of these cars were left unlocked and how many had the keys in them? Because we see this happen on the east side over and over and over again. And look, it really sucks these cars got stolen. I'm not trying to say, like, bah, wag my finger, right? And you shouldn't have to feel like stuff isn't safe in your own driveway. But the fact that it seems that this story... The only cars that were taken were in one specific spot, it kind of feels like we know what happened.
Mm-hmm. And I would just think, like, for your own peace of mind, like, you'd want to have your keys on you. You know, like, doesn't it feel weird to not have your keys inside with you?
Sure.
So.
And do you, and also, like, is your house key not on there?
Probably.
Like, isn't it weird to keep two separate sets of keys
unless
for that
you
kind
keep
of
one set of keys on your actual key and then you keep a spare key in the car?
I guess.
Now, this is going to sound really rich, but like, let's say like you and your wife drive cars, and let's say both your daughters now are driving age and have cars,
okay,
which I do know there are families where there's four cars in that driveway.
Sure, you bitch about them. You only have two cars in your driveway.
That's right. So they'll leave the keys in the car to move the cars around when they have to get out because everybody's in the driveway. Mm. And sometimes, like, there's you're four deep, right? Or, mm-hmm. or two deep, sure. four
yeah.
cars.
Yeah.
And you got to jockey those cars around. I know families that keep the key. Now, some of these cars are older cars, you know? But they still...
Oh, wow, what, like a 2016?
So, oh, they probably have 7,000 miles on them.
So they'll keep the car in the car like because they feel like it's blocked in?
No,
so
you leave the keys of the car because you got to move that car out to get that car out, move that car back in.
So that way you can just jump in, move. Gotcha.
Instead of having like the key hook in the house.
You could save a solid 45 seconds instead of going inside and grabbing the
key. But you know
how
pissed you are when you get outside and you realize, God damn it, I'm blocked in.
Okay.
And I got to go back in and get that key moved back. It's like you're playing musical cars.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's frustrating. However, I would argue it's less frustrating than coming outside to see your car being gone.
I don't think you do. Captain Obvious. I'm just saying, as somebody who doesn't like doing things, it sucks.
As someone who doesn't like doing things, I'd like to expose the second most expensive thing I own to anyone who'd like to take it for free, please.
But I think some of them people don't care about them cars.
I disagree, because if anyone has anything stolen from them, no matter how valuable it is, they get furious about it.
They do, yes.
And even if you don't care about the car, you got to go through insurance claims and all that stuff. And if they find the car, I mean, it's a pain in the ass.
What's all that fine art you had in the trunk?
Anybody that has had a car stolen over the last couple of years will tell you that paperwork after is the worst part.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst part, dealing with insurance and the cops trying to find the car and if it gets found and taking reports and all this stuff. So, yeah. You're saving 45 seconds of frustration, exposing yourself to potentially weeks of a headache.
I know, but it's arrogance. They're rich. They don't care till it happens to you.
Okay. No, but that's just it. You do care because, look, a guy like you, you're arguing for this stuff. Mm. You spend a ton of money on your security system.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So why have that if you're going to leave your keys in the car?
Well, you know me. My car's in the garage, shut down. Okay. I'm like Jimmy, baby. Locked up.
But I know there are people
mm-hmm.
who, if the keys were in the car unlocked, their Ring camera caught all of it. Why pay for the Ring camera? Why pay for the surveillance stuff if you're going to leave your second most expensive thing outside of your house exposed for anyone to take?
But I want to know when my Amazon package got there.
I mean, that's fine, right? But you know that the people are like, you know, we're going to get the Ring camera, and if anything bad happens, we're going to catch the criminal. We're going to give it to the cops. And we're going to Now, listen, all that being said, we're just speculating about the key in the car. There could be other explanations. All of these cars could have been Kias or Hyundais, right? I mean, that seems like a lot at the same time.
But it had to be older models.
Yes, but I mean, I guess it's not a... Why'd you say it like that?
Because it's a very affluent town. I can't imagine owning an older model Kia.
That's weird because every time I say Penfield, Pittsford, Parenton are affluent towns, you say, no, you know, there are people, there are working class people in those towns too.
They hustle.
Working class people working at the Fabergé Egg Factory.
I don't see older Kia town when I hear Pittsford.
There are older Kias in Pittsford, Parenton, and Penfield.
Man, really, bro? You can't park them on the city streets.
No?
No. Not allowed.
What's the rule when it comes to...
You've got to be driving a 2001 or newer.
2001 is almost 25 years old.
Oh, yeah. 2021. That number.
Tommy Mulay, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not good at math.
It's not math. It's just common sense.
Or calendars.
The other potential thing, these cars could have been hotwired, like broken into and hotwired.
Wait, can you hotwire the
push-button?
That's
why it would be interesting
ones?
To know what kind of cars were stolen.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
But like, so that's a good question. I don't know if you can hotwire the push-button ones. And we don't really see the hotwiring story anymore, which if we're going to use logic here, knowing nothing, it would lead us to believe that car companies have stopped that from being a thing.
You're right.
Right? And like, here's the other thing about the hotwiring. If you have the ability to take these Kias and Hyundais, at random, if you want to, why would you waste your time with other cars doing that stuff?
True.
You know what I mean? It's just more time, more potential for you to get caught.
And nobody heard anything?
Nobody's been caught.
Think about that. 10 cars, nobody caught anything.
Oh, you're saying it's an inside, east side
job? No, I'm just thinking, man, like, you got a dog, I got a dog, you got a dog.
Yeah.
Somebody gets near our house, even in the middle of the night. Our dogs flip out.
Yeah, but I'm now also at the point where if my dog starts flipping out at 2 in the morning, I'm like, shut up! It's a squirrel. Right? Shut up! There's a guy coming in to murder
headlights.
Us.
Yeah.
Stop telling a guy he's going to murder us to go away. I think the strangest part of this story.
How easy it is to steal cars?
Well, okay, depending on how they were stolen. Yeah, but this makes this story unique compared to other recent car theft tales.
What's that?
There are no reports of any of the vehicles being recovered yet, as far as we know.
Yeah.
Because, Tommy, most of the time when these cars get stolen, they're used for joyriding. Kids. And then when the kids find another one, they leave that first one behind.
Right.
That doesn't seem to be the case.
So this sounds like it's professional.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying, you idiot.
But
why do you immediately jump to the most ridiculous?
Well, if it ain't kids, it's pros.
Are these nicer cars? So maybe the kids want to keep them longer? I mean, but does having a nice car really matter if you're just joyriding around in it, right? Like, if you'd think if these kids were stealing
cars.
They pop
up. They show up somewhere. They run out of gas. They crash them.
Exactly.
Something happens.
And you would also think it would be more suspicious to see a teenager driving a nicer car down the street. Like,
yeah.
If these were Mercedes or Acuras or BMWs or whatever, right? Like, you know, kids drive Kias. They're an economy car.
Right.
If I see
an Audi going down the street 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And there's a kid in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Although I will admit, my East Side bias has come out in this conversation.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, there's nothing that says these are high-end cars. I'm just assuming because it's Pittsford, Parenton, Penfield. You're doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see a lot of sweet rides on that side of town.
Yeah, but there's also average rides.
I mean, yeah, there are. Oh, yeah, yeah. Average people, too.
No, there are the millionaires next door you love to talk about.
Yeah, they drive regular.
Yeah, right. You bought a house in Pittsford, Parenton, Penfield 30 years ago when it was affordable.
Right.
Right? You drive a regular car. And
you're frugal. You're chintz.
Exactly.
I mean, even your license plate says King Chintz.
No, you wouldn't do that. It costs too much money for the personalized license plate. There's an old saying, Tommy.
What at?
Don't make yourself a victim.
Mm.
And folks use that to justify thousands of dollars in security systems, carrying weapons on them, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
While at the same time, neglecting to make this simple move. And without question, Tommy, these crimes that happened over the weekend are not good.
Mm.
But you have to wonder, with this crime spree we saw, how many of the victims of these crimes did this?
What are they grabbing?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This weird thing happened over the weekend, Tommy.
What?
And it's kind of hard to believe.
Hmm.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Department says that 10 cars were stolen. 10.
10.
From Penfield, Parenton, and Pittsford.
Man, nice rides, buddy.
The triple P's, bro.
Yeah.
And they said it happened sometime between Friday night and Saturday morning. Now, here's what's strange about this.
Mm.
Kimmy, I've heard this really smart guy on the radio say for years that this kind of crime doesn't happen on the East Side. So there must be some kind of mistake with the Monroe County Sheriff's Department.
It's got to be a typo.
Right?
Well, maybe there's no more cars to steal in the city, so they have to branch out.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. But how are they? Are they the same kind of car?
Doesn't say.
We have no details on what was stolen.
Which makes it a little more interesting.
Okay. Mm. And what makes it worse, as of now, there are no arrests. Police say they are looking for surveillance footage to help. I mean, I assume that means ring cams from people in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. Mm. This story, 10 cars stolen in Penfield, Parenton, and Pittsford overnight Friday and a Saturday, it's obviously bad for a whole bunch of reasons.
Yeah.
And you know, Tommy, as a show, we do not like to victim blame.
No, you shouldn't do that.
No. But Kimmy, you had the same thought I did when you saw this story yesterday morning.
Just based on the amount of cars in these places, I was wondering if maybe these places were more likely, you're more likely to find an unlocked car
in these places.
So maybe it makes it a little, that one less step to getting into that car.
Two questions, in fact. One, Kimmy's question, how many of these cars were locked?
Mm-hmm.
And two, how many of these cars had their keys inside the car?
I bet you all of them.
Because we've talked to people who say that they do this all the time. They keep their keys, purses, wallets, whatever, inside the car.
We get the police reports on a weekly basis, and you see these stories all the time, but it's almost exclusively in Pittsford, Parenton, Penfield, Fairport, Victor.
Arrogant, rich people.
But that's just it. It's this weird thing that happens on the east side. Like, not only do folks east of the river leave their cars unlocked, but for an inexplicable reason, they'll put their keys in the glove box of the center console, lying on the front seat.
How about on top of the front tire?
Yes!
Yeah.
I mean, it's one step short, Tommy, of a big-ass neon sign with an arrow that says, steal me.
Well, what did I tell you for years? Just from noticing how women shop in, like, Wegmans and how nonchalant they are about their purse just sitting in a cart.
In the Pittsford Wegmans. Yeah.
Open, and they're just halfway down an aisle looking at something or chit-chatting away and not paying attention because you get such a feeling of, like, security there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, this would never happen here.
Look, I get that, and it's nice that you have that in your town, but to the people that leave their cars unlocked and their keys in the car, I have one simple question.
Yeah.
Why do you do it? Is it to save time in the morning? Like, does it save you that much time?
Right, right.
Are you worried about like losing your keys? Because getting your car stolen, you also lose your keys.
Yes.
They're like gone forever. And like the argument that about the argument by folks who do this, like you just said, Tommy, is that my neighborhood is safe and I shouldn't have to worry about crime.
Right.
But there's a reason every car comes with a key.
Yeah.
Right? There isn't an option when you go to the dealership to buy the safe neighborhood car that you could start just by pulling a lever.
So, like, most cars, like, newer cars are push button.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which means you have to have the key on you, obviously, to hit the button.
Bingo. Yeah.
So, you just leave the keys there unlocked, and all I got to do is push the button and screw.
People do that, yes.
So, either they'll leave the key in the car, or I do know people that'll, like, hide it. In like under the tire.
That's
area.
What we're just talking. Yeah, you put it on top of the tire or something like that. But under like, the floor mat.
It's like literally like the first place somebody's gonna check.
And like to Tommy's point, if you have a push to start, you don't even need to know where the key is. If you hit start, the car will start.
Right, that's
and you just
my
drive
point.
Away.
Like, so you don't even have to search for it.
Exactly. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. 10 cars. 10 cars were stolen Friday night into Saturday morning.
Nice rides, I hear.
Penfield, Pittsford, and Parenton. The 3 P's of prosperity. And we have no details about what kind of cars, how they were stolen. But Kimmy's question, I think, is a valid question. How many of these cars were left unlocked and how many had the keys in them? Because we see this happen on the East Side over and over and over again. And look, it really sucks these cars got stolen. I'm not trying to say like, wag my finger, right? And you shouldn't have to feel like stuff isn't safe in your own driveway. But the fact that it seems that this story... The only cars that were taken were in one specific spot. It kind of feels like we know what happened.
Mm-hmm. And I would just think, like, for your own peace of mind, like, you'd want to have your keys on you. You know, like, doesn't it feel weird to not have your keys inside with you?
Sure.
So.
And do you, and also, like, is your house key not on there?
Probably.
Like, isn't it weird to keep two separate sets of keys
unless
for that
you
kind
keep
of thing?
One set of keys on your actual key and then you keep a spare key in the car,
I guess.
Now this is going to sound really rich, but like, let's say like you and your wife drive cars, and let's say you both your daughters now are driving age and have cars,
okay.
Which I do know there are families where there's 4 cars in that driveway.
Sure, you bitch about them. You only have 2 cars in your driveway.
That's right. So they'll leave the keys in the car to move the cars around when they have to get out, because everybody's in the driveway.
Mm.
And sometimes, like, you're 4 deep, right? Or, or 2 deep,
sure.
4 cars.
Yeah.
And you got to jockey those cars around. I know families that keep the key. Now, some of these cars are older cars, you know, but they still...
Oh, wow, what, like a 2016?
So, oh, they probably have 7,000 miles on them.
So they'll keep the car in the car, like, because they feel like it's blocked in?
No,
so
you leave the keys to the car, because you got to move that car out to get that car out, move that
so
car
that
back
you can
in.
Just jump in, move.
Gotcha.
Bang,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Instead of having, like, the key hook in the house.
You can save a solid 45 seconds instead of going inside and grabbing the
key. But you know
like,
how pissed you are when you get outside and you realize, God damn it, I'm blocked in.
Okay.
And I got to go back in and get that key moved back. It's like you're playing musical cars.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's frustrating. However, I would argue it's less frustrating than coming outside to see your car being gone.
I got
no,
that,
I don't think you do,
Captain Obvious.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, as somebody who doesn't like doing things, it sucks.
As someone who's like doing things, I'd like to expose the second most expensive thing I own to anyone who'd like to take it for free, please.
But I think some of them people don't care about them cars.
I disagree, because if anyone has anything stolen from them, no matter how valuable it is, they get furious about it.
Well, they do, yes.
And even if you don't care about the car, you got to go through insurance claims and all that stuff. And if they find the car, I mean, it's a pain in the ass.
What's all that fine art you had in the trunk?
Anybody that has had a car stolen over the last couple of years will tell you that paperwork after is the worst part.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst part, dealing with insurance and the cops trying to find the car and if it gets found and taking reports and all this stuff. So, yeah. You're saving 45 seconds of frustration, exposing yourself to potentially weeks of a headache.
I know, but it's arrogance. They're rich. They don't care till it happens to you.
Okay. No, but that's just it. You do care because, like, a guy like you, you're arguing for this stuff. Mm. You spend a ton of money on your security system.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So why have that if you're going to leave your keys in the car?
Well, you know me. My car's in the garage, shut down. Okay. I'm like Jimmy, baby. Locked up.
But I know there are people
who,
if the keys were in the car unlocked, their Ring camera caught all of it. Why pay for the Ring camera? Why pay for the surveillance stuff if you're going to leave your second most expensive thing outside of your house exposed for anyone to take?
But I want to know when my Amazon package got there.
I mean, that's fine, right? But you know that the people are like, you know, we're going to get the Ring camera, and if anything bad happens, we're going to catch the criminal. We're going to give it to the cops. And we're going to... Now, listen, all that being said, we're just speculating about the key being in the car. There could be other explanations. All of these cars could have been Kias or Hyundais, right? I mean, that seems like a lot at the same time.
But it had to be older models.
Yes, but I mean, I guess it's not a... Why'd you say it like that?
Because it's a very affluent town. I can't imagine owning an older model Kia.
That's weird because every time I say Penfield, Pittsford, Parenton are affluent towns, you say, no, you know, there are people, there are working class people in those towns too.
They hustle.
Working class people working at the Fabergé Egg Factory.
I don't see older Kia town when I hear Pittsford.
There are older Kias in Pittsford, Parenton, and Penfield.
Yeah, really, bro? You can't park them on the city streets.
No?
No. Not allowed.
What's the rule when it comes to...
You've got to be driving a 2001 or newer.
2001 is almost 25 years old.
Oh, yeah. 2021. That number.
Tommy Mulay, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not good at math.
It's not math. It's just common sense.
Or calendars.
The other potential thing, these cars could have been hotwired, like broken into and hotwired.
Wait, can you hotwire the
push-button?
That's
why it would be interesting
ones?
To know what kind of cars were stolen.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
But like, so that's a good question. I don't know if you can hotwire the push-button ones. And we don't really see the hotwiring story anymore, which if we're going to use logic here, knowing nothing, it would lead us to believe that car companies have stopped that from being a thing.
You're right.
Right? And like, here's the other thing about the hotwiring. If you have the ability to take these Kias and Hyundais, at random, if you want to, why would you waste your time with other cars doing that stuff?
True.
You know what I mean? It's just more time, more potential for you to get caught.
And nobody heard anything?
I mean, nobody's been
caught. Think about that. 10 cars, nobody caught anything.
Oh, you're saying it's an inside, east side
job? No, I'm just thinking, man, like, you got a dog, I got a dog, you got a dog.
Yeah.
Somebody gets near our house, even in the middle of the night. Our dogs flip out.
Yeah, but I'm now also at the point where if my dog starts flipping out at 2 in the morning, I'm like, shut up! It's a squirrel. Right? Shut up! There's a guy coming in to murder
headlights.
Us.
Yeah.
Stop telling a guy he's going to murder us to go away. I think the strangest part of this story.
How easy it is to steal cars?
Well, okay, depending on how they were stolen. Yeah, but this makes this story unique compared to other recent car theft tales.
What's that?
There are no reports of any of the vehicles being recovered yet, as far as we know.
Yeah.
Because, Tommy, most of the time when these cars get stolen, they're used for joyriding.
Kids.
And then when the kids find another one, they leave that first one behind.
Right.
That doesn't seem to be the case.
So this sounds like it's professional.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying, you idiot.
But
why do you immediately jump to the most ridiculous?
Well, if it ain't kids, it's pros.
Are these nicer cars? So maybe the kids want to keep them longer? I mean, but does having a nice car really matter if you're just joyriding around in it? Right? Like, if you'd think if these kids were stealing
they
cars.
They pop up. They show up somewhere. They run out of gas. They crash them.
Exactly.
Something happens.
And you would also think it would be more suspicious to see a teenager driving a nicer car down the street.
Like,
if these were Mercedes or Acuras or BMWs or whatever, right? Like, you know, kids drive Kias. They're an economy car.
Right.
If I see
an Audi going down the street 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And there's a kid in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Although I will admit, my East Side bias has come out in this conversation.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, there's nothing that says these are high-end cars. I'm just assuming because it's Pittsford, Parenton, Penfield. You're doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I see a lot of sweet rides on that side of town.
Yeah, but there's also average rides.
I mean, yeah, there are. Oh, yeah, yeah. Average people, too.
No, there are the millionaires next door you love to talk about.
Yeah, they drive regular.
Yeah, right. You bought a house in Pittsford, Parenton, Penfield 30 years ago when it was affordable.
Right.
Right? You drive a regular car. And
you're frugal. You're chintz.
Exactly.
I mean, even your license plate says King Chintz.
No, you wouldn't do that. It costs too much money for the personalized license plate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!